Yeah, but, or is religion just a distraction from the real truth, which is we're all going to die, it means nothing, we're all insignificant, we can't deal with that truth, so we make up religion to help us deal with not having life beyond our own. Religion does create a nice story for us all to believe in. We're all going to have eternal life, there'll be...
It's a good point.
It almost does sound too good, and because it does sound too good, that's half the problem with most people. There are people that, you know, it does sound so good, and therefore there has to be a catch, because we do have this mentality. Because in the world, in the world, that won't happen. In the world, you won't get things for free that are good.
Which brings it to the root of a lot of cynicism, is fear of gullibility.
Yeah.
Or...
You don't want to seem naive, do you?
Yeah. Or that sort of inbuilt little germ of pessimism. It can't be that good, really. No, there's always got to be a bad ending.
It's too good to be true.
People think they have to sort of work for their sort of salvation or whatever, and... you know, no such thing as a free lunch. There's always have to be a catch. They don't realise it's a free gift. And there has to be some, you know, some backstory
to it. But
you know.
Also, it's also not as complicated as that. Some people just like to be rational. And and religion isn't really rational.
I mean, true religion, or true belief, faith is above rationalism. And deeper than rationalism, and that is something you have to get over as a, you know, as a believer or a faith. Rationalism is has its place in life.
It doesn't mean,
but it's not the boy all and end all of things. It definitely has a lot of use in a lot of life.
It doesn't mean that faith is irrational. I mean, apart from obviously the miraculous aspect,
it's not rational in terms of. It just human existence. I mean, it's above and beyond. I mean, some of it is irrational compared to rationalism.
Yeah, I mean, the whole gift of salvation is irrational.
Yes.
It's a miracle, just like the virgin birth, we'll say, is a miracle, and lots of.
And you can't explain it. You can't give arithmetic for it or mathematics for it.
Yeah, there's no science.
It's above and beyond science.
Taking away those particular core elements, you know, other aspects of the faith are rational. The life of Jesus and you know the flow of history throughout the Bible, whatever, you know, there is.
Yep.
You shouldn't. What I'm just saying is, you don't just switch your brain off.
Yes, there's earthly truth within there.
Yeah,
but fed from beyond.
Yeah, and that's why without faith, no one's ever going to get it.
Yeah,
and that's the problem. And that's the problem with a lot of people.
One thing that I found interesting is the job that I've got at the moment at Premier Radio to upload from Christianity Magazine. It's one feature which is in every magazine since it started, called The Day I. And a lot of them, it's like The Day I Found God or The Day I Witnessed This. Yeah. And a lot of them are The Day I Found God. And what I found interesting is a lot of people, when they find God, it's at a stage when they're at their most weak or at their most needing something to believe in or needing some sort of comfort. Which does make you think that, you know...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's true, but also sometimes the opposite is true. When people have got everything they wanted and realise there's an emptiness there.
Which is
the other way, in a sense.
No, it's not, because...
It's like I've got everything in life that I thought was great.
Yeah.
That I always wanted, but there's still an emptiness.
Something else missing.
So it's not like I'm in terrible trouble and everything's going wrong, but it's like everything's gone right as far as my... human views.
But that's still a personal need. Some people are perfectly happy and they can do without it.
Well, I think arriving at a personal need is part of the process. Is that arriving at a need, whether it's a need because you're in terrible trouble or because you've arrived at a point where you've got everything you thought was what you wanted and it's still empty. It's still a hollow feeling inside you.
I think sometimes you have to lose everything you've got to realise what you need, because you can be on the race to sort of pick up as much bits and pieces as you can and spend life looking for the next thing. And as I said, either you reach the point where you do have it all and you question why is having this all meaning anything, or you lose everything and you start to question actually whether you need to find it in the first place. But sometimes you do have to be put in a difficult position or a very well-off position, mm-hmm. because without it, without that barrier being taken away, you're not even going to come to the point. It's not about you having your human mind making a decision of, oh, I haven't got things, what to do. It's actually, in my opinion as a Christian, it's about having your perspective taken off what you think to be important.
And quite often at that point, is it your point where you actually say, I don't know how or what? Mm. And in essence, quite often God requires us to actually admit that we don't know the answer. Yeah, and that we don't know how to get what we want.
And the thing that gets in the way there with a lot of people is pride.
That's right.
It's quite often reluctance to admit that.
Or to arrive at that place and start working out a plan, how are you going to get out of it, which we all do.
Yeah.
How am I going to climb back up again, or how am I going to do something else that's making me feel good? But it's arriving at that and saying,
I'm at the end of my tether.
I'm lost.
There's nothing more I can do.
And I think that's when, most people, in one way or another.
Yeah.
And in lots of different ways.
It's different for different people.
And it's not always that same instant thing with everybody either. No. Quite often it's a slow, some people it's a slow thing, some people it's an instant.
Well, some people have grown up through it, and some people come from Christian families and haven't known anything other.
Right.
That doesn't mean it's any less relevant.
They still have no message.
Saffron Planet. Making sense of it all.